one of the biggest misconceptions about meditation practice is that it will make you more peaceful. And for better or worse, it won't. Hi, this is Susan Piver. Welcome to my podcast, Ask Susan, where I answer your questions about meditation practice. Today, we have a question that I'm sure many people can relate to, myself included, which is, how do you meditate when you're really upset? Or is there a different meditation you should do instead? So here we go.
Hi, Susan. My question for you is, can you give me a spiritual practice that I can use when I am confused and angry and anxious and frustrated and insecure and all those feelings at the same time? Times like that, I really don't want to. I've got this real resistance to sitting down and even trying to meditate. Is there an alternative to meditation during these times?
Well, I am really, really glad you asked that question, because it's a question that countless people can relate to, because we all go through periods of time where we feel terrible, agitated, upset, depressed, enraged, insecure. And we may think, oh, well, I should probably meditate, but I really, really don't want to. And of course you really, really don't want to, because when you sit down to meditate, it actually shines a spotlight on what you feel. One of the biggest misconceptions about meditation practice is that it will make you more peaceful. And for better or worse, it won't. It will make you more awake, more attuned, more genuine. And sometimes who we are is genuinely upset. So then what? What happens to our meditation at times like this? So I have two suggestions for you. The first is, maybe don't meditate. You know, it's not always good for everyone all the time, especially if what you're experiencing is the result of trauma or is connected to trauma. Meditation may not be your friend. So trust yourself. Again, especially if trauma is involved, meditation may not be advisable. And if you're under treatment from a healthcare provider for any sort of mental affliction or condition of any kind, you should absolutely talk to that person before beginning or continuing your meditation practice. But even if not, even if it's just you're a normal person who's enraged and upset and hurt, meditation may not be what you need. You may need instead to immediately revert to a higher and more difficult practice. I'm sort of joking and I'm sort of not, which is called the practice of being gentle toward yourself. This is the highest practice. I'm not exaggerating. So be kind to yourself. Rest. Take a walk. Eat something delicious. Read a poem or watch something on television that gives you joy. Be kind to yourself. When we use meditation as a form of self-aggression, like don't feel the way you do, I'm using this meditation to make you shut up or stop feeling the way you feel, well then, of course, A, it won't work, and B, it's no longer meditation. So the second suggestion I have is, well, say you want to meditate anyway. That's awesome. And you sit down to meditate and your mind becomes fixated and your heart and your body all become fixated on whatever is upsetting you. No problem. I repeat, no problem. That can be included in your meditation practice. What I suggest is that rather than using the breath as the object of your meditation, that you let that go and make the upset itself the object of your practice. And what I mean by that is, what does it feel like to be upset in this particular way right now? And usually that means, what does it feel like in your body? Maybe you're angry and you feel a lot of heat, or you're sad and you feel a lot of heaviness, or you're just feel full of insecurities and you feel a kind of vibratiness or kind of vibration or just fragility in your body. Well, place your attention on that rather than the breath. And when your attention strays, which it will, what's for lunch, or maybe I'm getting a little less upset, whatever it may be, that you let go of those thoughts and actually return your attention to the upset itself. Make it the object of your meditation. And then when or if you feel ready to release it, do so and return to using the breath as the object of meditation. There's one important caveat here. placing attention on what you feel is not the same thing as placing your attention on the story of why you feel what you feel. So in this particular way of meditating, we want to feel our feelings and drop the story, as the American Buddhist nun Pema Chodron has said and written about so beautifully. Feel the feelings, drop the story. This is the most expeditious path to metabolizing what you feel. Metabolizing something, like when you eat something, it doesn't mean you get rid of it. It means it becomes part of who you are, and you can exist with it. You make space for it. So when it comes to the difficult mind states that we all have to relate with and experience, there are sort of two ways of doing so. One is to try to get away. And sometimes things are just so overwhelming, you have to do it. No judgment there. The other way is to expand your inner environment to make space for what you feel as simply one part of who you are right now. Maybe a very big part. It may feel like it's an obliterating part. It may feel like an inescapable part. But it isn't. It isn't everything about who you are, because you can see it. There's a part of you that's observing it and a part of you that's feeling it. So already there's a bigger sense of spaciousness and less, at least in my own experience, of a sense of being victimized by what I feel. When I can notice it and make space for it, rather than feeling helpless, I feel that I am beginning to reestablish some agency in my own inner life. And that gives me a lot of courage and a lot of strength. So just to recap, when you're very upset, maybe you don't meditate. Just rest. Be kind to yourself. The second suggestion is, if you want to meditate anyway, start by placing attention on breath and then place attention on the feeling itself, the feeling tone, the textures, not the story of how you feel this way or why you feel this way, or if only this didn't happen, you wouldn't feel that way. The actual felt sense. And when your mind strays, bring it back to the feeling. And then when you're ready, let go of the feeling and return attention to the more general object of meditation, which is the breath. And in this way, you can practice with what you feel rather than against what you feel. So I thank you for that very tender, very important question. And if you have questions about your meditation practice or about meditation practice in general, please go to my website, susanpiper.com, click on the Ask Susan podcast icon, and you can record your question for me, and I would love to hear it. And if you want to learn to meditate, also on my website, you can sign up for the Open Heart Project. It's free, and every week on Mondays, you get a new guided 10-minute meditation instructional video from me. Thank you. I look forward to practicing with you.